Y94.
808 in the morning and 45 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Today in the valley, going to be partly sunny with a high around 73 degrees. So this weekend is the Bison homecoming game, and we will be out there, of course, tailgating. We're very excited about it. Details on all we got going on at Bison Central at Y94.com. Though I was handed earlier in the week this giant, just, almost too many, this stack of tickets to the Bison homecoming game that we were to give away over the week. And we have been, but I realize we need to do something where I can blow through like a lot of these rather fast. So what I was thinking is, what if we did a round of that awkward moment when, and then Maggie, if you could, just as we go through these and you hear ones you like a lot, in particular, ooh, that's a real good one. Why don't you just throw them on hold and give them Bison tickets to the homecoming game, if you could.
Sure.
Now, we don't want to go so fast that, like, everybody, not everyone can be a winner. I'm sorry. It has to be somewhat of a game. But as you hear one that really just tickles your fancy, you like the cut of their jib, insert other saying nobody uses anymore here. If you just throw them on hold and give them tickets, I think that would be lovely.
Sure.
So that awkward moment when works like this. You call 237-HITS, you text 35270, and they say that awkward moment when blankety blankety blank, something awkward that could happen, like you say, when do you do when she's not really pregnant? Awkward. Hashtag don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just give us your awkward moment, and if you have a delicious one, maybe Maggie has some tickets for you to Bison homecoming this weekend. Your awkward moments at 237-HITS. Hashtag bribing. We're okay with it.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
They're really good. They really get you going.
Y94.
Miley with Wrecking Ball. Y94, the number one hit music station. Doing that awkward moment when, right now in the Playhouse at 237-HITS. You can text 35270. An added incentive today because we have all of these Bison homecoming game tickets we're trying to get rid of. I mean, we have so many that we might as well give them away. So Maggie has been assigned the task, and the reason being, it's impossible to be mad at Maggie, right? If you have a really good story and she's like, nope, sorry, no tickets for you, how could you be mad at her? It's not possible to be like being mad at a baby kitten. It just, you can't do it. It'd be like wanting to punch a Smurf. It can't be done.
I know.
So what Maggie's going to be doing then is, as she hears these, she'll be grabbing some here and there and going, hey, I'm going to give you some Bison tickets to this weekend's homecoming game. And what, I don't know what standard she's using. I don't think she does either. So we'll just see how it works. What's your awkward moment?
When you're sitting at a stoplight and you scratch your face and you look over and you realize this next to you, think you're picking your nose.
Well, and it's bad, too, because it's like, I know, really, I'm not picking my nose. But what are they going to do, roll down the window so you can explain that you had an itch?
I just got the hell out of there.
It could be worse. You could have been scratching or picking at something else. God knows what, but it could have been worse. Thank you so much. Maggie, you'll just have to jump in, or I don't know what you want to do whenever you have one that you want to give tickets.
Okay.
So you let me know, or them, or however you want to do it. Your awkward moment, hi.
When I had to have my 14-year-old son explain to me what the word MILF meant.
What was the word?
MILF.
Oh, why did you hear the word MILF? Oh, my God.
We were standing in the kitchen, and he said something, and I was like, what does that mean? And my husband says, Brian, why don't you go ahead and have her explain that to your mom?
Oh, my God.
And started laughing, and I was like, I don't understand. And then he told me, yeah.
Was the term MILF used to describe you?
No. It was a friend of mine who, a guy that we mutually know has said, something about how he thought she was so MILF, and it was by text, so I didn't understand, I didn't know what it meant, so I had asked my son what that meant, and yeah. The look on his face was, oh.
No, I like that one. Do you want a pair of tickets to go to the game on Saturday?
I would love a pair.
Perfect. I'm going to put you on hold here for a second, okay?
All righty. So apparently the ones about MILFs really tickle Maggie's fancy.
I'm sorry, that's hilarious.
No, I like that one, too. I don't think she should have been so offended at the idea of it being her that's the MILF, though. Like, that's a good thing.
Baby, can't you see? Stacey's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long.
Rat, some of those texted awkward moments.
Let's see. That awkward moment when you are outside smoking with your boss, and you go to spit, and the wind blows your spit right onto her. The moment when you slap your husband's butt, only to figure out that it was actually his brother. That awkward moment when your four-year-old daughter is in the bathroom with you and you're next to a person who clearly ate something bad and she loudly blurts out that they must be going poopy and it's really stinky.
Mm.
The awkward moment when you come out of the shower butt naked and literally walk right into your father-in-law.
Your awkward moments at 237 hits. You can always text us at 35270 and then through whatever standard she set, Maggie will randomly select people to get Bison homecoming game tickets for free.
Now is the time to declare yourself.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness. Wake up.
Y94.
That is Gaga with applause. Y94, the number one hit music station. We're the Playhouse, Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. 8:23 in the morning, 45 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. And today in Fargo, Moorhead, going to be partly sunny and really nice with a high around 73. Tomorrow, sunny and 75. So we have like these two nice days. And then the word rain starts popping up. But today and tomorrow should be just absolutely stellar. Make sure you're listening tomorrow morning to the Playhouse at 7:30 a.m. We announce a pretty neat contest in which we give you exactly what you have always wanted. 7:30 tomorrow, it's announced. Be there or be an octagon. And I say that because I think if you were square, that's a little bit more common. An octagon, that's the kid that had a tough time in school, in shape school. That's my guess anyway. The square, I mean, that's so, there's so many. I mean, they, you know, they had a club. They hung out.
Mm-hmm.
All the squares, the rectangles were probably allowed into the club. The triangles. Don't get me started on the circles. But the octagon, that was probably the equivalent of the band kids in the chess club, I think. I don't know. I didn't go to shape school. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that did. So anyway, we're doing that awkward moment when at 237 hits. You can text 35270. And an added incentive today of Maggie giving to ones that she thinks are particularly funny and past the Maggie standard of humor, I guess, getting Bison homecoming game tickets. What's your awkward moment? Hello? Hi?
Well, I guess it'd be for me and my daughter. I was the nice mom, and the bus was running late, so I had taken my daughter and the three other people that are at her bus stop to school. And we were at the stoplight going into the school, and all I seen was this big group of kids. And my daughter's very shy, again, doesn't really know the three in the back seat, and goes, "Look, Mom, the Geek Squad." And I looked over, and all I saw was this group of kids at stoplight. And I went off on her on how, you know, that's not nice, that's very rude, you should know better. And then the guy, the boy behind me, tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Ma'am, I think she's talking about the Geek Squad car that's on the corner."
Oh.
My daughter's face was redder than red, and I didn't know what to say from there.
Oh, so like Best Buy, the electronics guys.
Yes, it was the Geek Squad car, and she was pointing that out, and I thought she was pointing out the group of kids that were walking across the street.
Oh, that's hilarious and sad at the same time.
Yes. So, needless to say, she never wanted me to give anybody a ride to school anymore. Yeah.
Well, how would you like to take your daughter to the Bison game on Saturday?
She would probably love that.
Alrighty, I'm going to put you on hold here for a second, okay?
Thanks.
Rat, as you look at the text at 35 to send of awkward moments, what are you seeing?
So many. The awkward moment when you're talking with your grandma about a new guy that you just started hanging out with, and she informs you that she knows who he is since his grandma is her third cousin. Fail. The awkward moment when your 18-month-old finds your toy box while your teenage daughter is babysitting. The awkward moment when you grab a piece of hot food and it burns your fingers, so you shove it in your mouth and burn your mouth. The awkward moment when you're singing and dancing at work to the Camel Toe song and a male coworker comes in and you didn't notice. The awkward moment when you get to work and realize your shirt is see-through and you can't go home to change. And the awkward moment when you end a date early saying you have to work early the next morning because you don't like the guy. You go to meet up with friends only to find that he's at the same party.
Your awkward moment, what you got?
The awkward moment when you're sitting and doing silent reading in class and you pass gas.
Oops.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of looking around. You're like, I don't know. I think it was that guy in the corner of the room.
Yep, everybody looks at you, and you kind of point at the person next to you, but...
Yeah, that, sometimes it doesn't work, unfortunately. Sometimes it doesn't work. But when in doubt,
point at the smelliest looking person in the room. Now, let's be real. Some people just kind of look like stinky people.
Hmm.
I sometimes watch the news and I can be like, that looks like a stinky man. Like, he just looks like he probably smells. You can tell. And then some people, you look at them and you're like, they probably look like they smell delicious. Like Andrea Larson. Have you ever watched TV and been like, wow, she looks like she smells great? Because God knows I have. Oh. She looks like she smells like apricot and peaches. And you can tell her I said that. Don't you think so?
I do. I really do.
But then there's like that weather guy where you're like, not entirely quite shaven. You're like, you look like maybe you haven't showered in a few days. you know what I mean? But like Andrea Larson probably smells like peaches. I've heard that Stephanie Getz smells like vanilla.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
I've heard Hutch Johnson, he smells like heaven. That's what I've been told. You can just tell when you watch. Anywho, your awkward moment.
This just happened to me yesterday, actually. That awkward moment when you catch yourself staring at a cute guy and then realize you're way too old to be looking at college freshmen.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's okay. Nobody minds a cougar.
I'm not that old, but still, I thought I was a little too old to be checking out.
You're not so much a cougar. What would be something like before a cougar, I wonder?
I'm not sure.
You're like a lioness.
Yes. That sounds a lot better. The cougar sounds kind of creepy sometimes.
Yeah, I got you. Perfect. Thank you. Your awkward moments at 2378. You can text 35270. And remember, Maggie is to random selected awkward moments, tossing you on hold and grabbing you some Bison homecoming game tickets. So there is some added incentive. It's kind of a game if you have a really good one. I bet you can win her over. 2378, you can text 35270 as well.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
One of you is probably going to crack, but hey, good luck.
Why is that funny?
Y94.
Your awkward moment when what? 2-3-7 hits. Y94 is the number one hit music station. We are the Playhouse. What's your awkward moment? Hi.
Awkward moment when you send an extremely dirty text message to your husband, only to find that you sent it to your mother-in-law by accident.
Ooh.
True story.
I'm guessing she wasn't interested.
Luckily, she's pretty funny, but it was still awkward.
You know, you send that to your father-in-law or brother-in-law, you might get a completely different response. There's a very real chance. Hi, good morning. What's your awkward moment?
That awkward moment when someone pulls up next to the light to tell you that your six-year-old has been flipping them off down 45th.
Ooh, that's awkward.
And I asked her about it. She said, well, Mom, you do it. That was a wonderful morning this morning.
Now, did the person like deserve it, or does she think that's more of just like how you wave at other drivers?
No, she just thought it was normal. She didn't even know what it meant. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Well, how would you like a pair of tickets to go to the game on Saturday?
I would love to.
Perfect. Well, I'll put you on hold here for a second, get some info from you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Just hang on hold for a second. Rat some of them texts at once.
The awkward moment when you're getting a pap with the new gyno and he says he remembers you from cheerleading back in high school while your legs are up in the stirrups. The awkward moment when you look on your bedroom floor next to your bed and realize that your twin four-year-old sons found your adult shaky thing.
Ew.
The awkward moment when you're at Target and your daughter pulls two tampons out of your purse and starts drumming away. The awkward moment when giving a speech, you realize that you are lactating quite noticeably.
Heard that.
The awkward moment when your pregnant wife asks you to put cream on her hemorrhoids.
Huh. Now, you want to talk about awkward gyno moments. Am I remembering wrong, Maggie? Was it you that was at your annual thing and they were talking about Donna the Deer Lady with you?
Yes, it was.
So she's, you know, doing whatever she's doing. It's like in the...
Yeah, we're in the middle of things, yes. And she just happened to be like, oh my God, Donna the Deer Lady, have you talked to her lately? And I'm like, now? You want to talk
about
this now?
Crossing signs? Wouldn't that be crazy if they really could read them? By the way, this is beautiful. You keep it very nice down here. This is the best one I've seen all day.
Oh my God.
It's at least top three. 2-3-7 hits. You can text 35270. We'll grab a couple of more. And as far as the Bison tickets go, Maggie, let me see your pile there because I don't know if we want to. Why don't we make sure we save some for later in the week, too, and you do, like, one more pair with this contest.
Okay.
So there's one more to be earned. Maybe it's yours. Your awkward moment at 2-3-7 hits.
Everybody wake up.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Wake up, people. Y94.
Been doing that awkward moment when at 2-3-7 hits. Y94 is the number one hit music station where Zero, Rat, and Maggie. And Maggie there has a pile of Bison homecoming game tickets that she's been tossing out left and right. And the idea is, if you have an especially great awkward moment, she'll give you a pair of tickets. And if you've blown through quite a few, why don't we just do one more for this contest so we have a few more for the rest of the week, okay? Now, Rat, as you look at the text, what are you seeing there for awkward text?
That awkward moment when your boss is talking with his hands and accidentally grabs your boob.
Are you sure it was an accident?
Yeah.
Oops. Accidentally grabs your boob or touches?
Graced, maybe. Graced, grabbed, yeah. I'm not so sure.
Huh.
The awkward moment when you're getting dressed and your son comes in and says, "Mom, you're furry. Thanks for the reminder that I have to shave." That awkward moment when your ex-boyfriend knows that you're seeing someone else and comes over and gives you a promise ring and wants you back. The awkward moment when you're with your teenage daughter and her friends and you absentmindedly say something risque and her friends vow to love you forever and she wants to crawl in a hole. And the awkward moment when your brother-in-law comes home from a night of drinking. He thinks mine and my husband's bedroom is his and crawls into bed with us. I wake up sandwiched between the two of them.
Your awkward moment, hi.
Yes, I did have an awkward moment. Somewhat of a little bit of a long story, but I'll try to cut it short. When I was moving in after college, I was seeing my current husband, and it was before we were married. And while moving, of course, you know, when you're excited, you're getting ready to go. As a, you know, college graduate, you're just kind of throwing things everywhere. So I packed up all my stuff. I really didn't even pack it in boxes. I just kind of, you know, the dresser stuff went in the dresser, and I threw pictures, everything, just in my dressers, whatever I could pack it up in. So we get moved. My future, or my current in-laws now, come down to help us. And while we're moving, we're carrying, you know, all of our stuff up into our new place. And my father-in-law and myself were moving the dresser. And while doing this, of course, it falls and the drawer flies out, one of my drawers, and it has, I mean, all kinds of stuff in it. So there's a mess all over the ground, and I start picking up, and he's helping me. He's like, "Oh, no," you know, and so we're all picking up these items.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were some pictures in there, and one of the pictures, all of a sudden, I see his hand, but I see it from across, like, the lawn. Like, I'm standing there going, "Oh, my God." Here I am, posed with, I'm topless, in front of the Christmas tree that they bought us because we were so broke while we were going to college. And there I am standing, topless, posing in a picture. And he's, as he's picking it up, I know he sees it. Because all of a sudden, he kind of stops, looks, and I'm like, "Oh, my God." So, I mean, that was my awkward, very awkward moment.
I can't imagine.
He picked it up. "Oh, here's your stuff." And he, you know, putting it away. And I'm just like, I know every time. I'm sure he remembers it. All the time, because I do every once in a while thinking, "Oh my God, I remember that one time the door flew out, and all of a sudden, there I am, posing in front of a Christmas tree, topless."
You know, I tell you, I really didn't know if the story was going to get there, but it really
did.
I mean, essentially, your father-in-law has now seen you topless in front of a Christmas tree.
Yes, before he was my father-in-law, absolutely.
Well, how would you and your father-in-law like to go to a football game this Saturday?
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. I would call, well, you know, as long as there's no Christmas trees and anything around, I think we'll be okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold here for a second, okay?
All right, awesome.
Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Rat, maybe some of those awkward texts.
The awkward moment when you're holding your two-year-old son walking down the street and he pulls down on your shirt and one of the girls falls out.
Oh.
It was on Main Street.
Oh.
The awkward moment when the wife and I sit down with the in-laws to watch a family home movie, only to forget that the adult movie is still in the DVD player and you already hit play. And the awkward moment when you're washing your car and your neighbor walks over and talks for a bit and seems to stay extra long. And you realize that your white shirt that you were wearing is soaked and you didn't put a bra on.
Thank you so much for the awkward moments. Bruno Mars, Gorilla in a couple of minutes. Final song, beat down Celebrity Sizzler. It's all on the way.
In every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
There are many things seriously wrong with me.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And not quirks, either. Like, diagnosable psychological problems.
Y94.